There are weak spots in the fabric of our reality. Unexpected places where the fictional final frontier crosses over into our actual lives. Like a courtroom during a trial over a real estate deal involving a future president of the United States. In two late-night convenience store robberies in Colorado Springs. In one of the first cyber-stalking convictions in U.S. history. In the basement of a mansion where a preteen beauty queen was found murdered. All of those places were touched, in ways big and small, by forces that blur fact and fiction. For decades, waves have radiated from the TVs and movie screens where our favorite distractions live, seeping out, bouncing back from the view screens that boldly take us to strange new worlds and introduce us to new civilizations. I'm fascinated by how the waves from shows like Star Trek and other science fiction crash into the shores of our real world. It happens all the time. Some say Star Trek planted the seeds that grew into your tablet computer and your foldable flip phone, that it inspired doctors, scientists, and explorers to boldly go. But sometimes those same seeds sprout into something ugly, devious, even deadly. And that's what led me here. With inspiration, influence, and support from some of my favorite podcasters, I've created a series of short investigations that expose the cracks between science fiction and real-world facts. It's called The Prime Directive. On Star Trek, the Prime Directive is a code of non-interference, a kind of moral compass for explorers. In the real world, though, meddling in other people's lives can send that compass spinning towards strange, conspiratorial, and sometimes lethal destinations. My name is Grayson, at TV Guy Grayson on most of the socials, and I'll be your host as we uncover the unexpected ways Star Trek and other sci-fi stories inspire and sometimes interfere with real-world crimes, strange cases, and cultural controversies. From headline-grabbing stories like the unsolved murder of JonBenet Ramsey and the Heaven's Gate cult, to smaller slices of life like a woman whose license plate, a tribute to a famous starship, racked up thousands of dollars in fines, even though she no longer drove, didn't even have the plate or the car. Episodes are short, 10 minutes or less, and always leave you seeing sci-fi, fandom, and true crime in a new light. The first episode premieres Tuesday, October 14, but here's one that will air later in the season, just to give you a taste of what to expect. This is The Prime Directive. It's February 4, 2009 in Colorado Springs, Colorado, USA, home to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center and near Pikes Peak, also known as America's Mountain. At 1:55 a.m., a man walks into a 7-Eleven on Spruce Street, heads to the register, and draws a weapon. But this isn't your standard stick-up. The weapon isn't a gun or even a knife. It's a batleth. Yeah, a Klingon sword from Star Trek, the kind Worf might use to defend his honor by murdering the leader of the High Council, or take champion standing in a tournament on Forcus 3, or just hang on the wall of his quarters aboard the Enterprise as nerd art. But here it is, being used to hold up a convenience store on Earth. The suspect, a male, about 28, 6 feet tall, demands money, waves his child-sized batleth around, and runs off with some cash. Half an hour later, another 7-Eleven reports a nearly identical attempt. This time, the clerk refuses, and the man flees. As far as I can tell, the suspect's never been caught, and no one was hurt. And that's important to say. No one was hurt, because it makes it easier to sit with how weird this whole thing is. A cosplay weapon turned criminal tool, a collector's item repurposed into something menacing, and a fandom, ours, that ended up in a police report. So what do we do with a story like this? It's tempting to laugh, to file it under Florida Man Adjacent and move on, but there's something sad about it too. The Bat'leth, even a small one like the one used in this instance, is a symbol of ritual and honor. It represents something noble, even if, it's mostly used for slicing people on screen. This wasn't that. It was desperation or instability or both wrapped in a $60 piece of pop culture. We don't know what drove this man to do what he did, but I do think we know what drew him to that weapon, because we've all had moments, quiet ones, messy ones, where we wish we were someone else, someone braver, someone stronger, someone who could walk into a challenge holding something epic and say, "Today is a good day to die." This guy just didn't stop at imagining it. So no, this isn't a joke, it's not a tragedy either, it's something in between. One of those moments where the world of Trek brushes up against the real world and leaves a very strange mark. You can follow me on most of the social medias, I'm at TV Guy Grayson. Or you can send me an email if you have a suggestion on a case we should cover on upcoming episodes of The Prime Detective. That's tips, T-I-P-S, at theprimedetective.com. Join me as we investigate the places where science fiction collides with reality, where the same strange energies that fuel starships also feed our imagination and our paranoia. Next time on The Prime Detective.